Technology.ie. It's Wednesday, May 27th, 2015.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Hi, this is Conor Muinichon. My guest today is Jonathan Frakes. He's been on the show before. He's the organiser of NamesCon, the Domain Names Convention held annually in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he's also the organiser of DomainFest, which is a smaller event which kind of travels around the world and is designed, as he explains in this interview, to bolt on with other events that are going on, such as Bulgarian Internet Week, which is on next week across the country in Bulgaria. And in particular, in Sofia, there are a number of events going on, including DomainFest Sofia. It's on the 3rd of June. And thanks to Jonathan, we've got tickets to give away for that. All you've got to do is go to the website at bulgaria.domainfest.com, and we'll put the link in on technology.ie as well, and use that as a discount code, the words technology.dot.ie, technology.ie. We'll put the link directly that'll automatically add in that. And then if you scroll down on the Eventbrite page, you'll find that when you've used that code, the option appears for technology.ie listeners to get free tickets for DomainFest in Sofia. We'll find out more about it in this interview with Jonathan. And he began by telling me about the weather where he's based in Seattle.
We have a beautiful day. We are blessed today.
Excellent. Last time I spoke to you was in relation to NamesCon. It was just before it. That was the second annual Domain Names Convention held at Las Vegas in January of this year. I didn't get to talk to you since. How did it go?
Cone, we were really pleased with the outcome. We had over 900 people. And, you know, that's just an exceptional quantity of people. But the quality of people, the quality of networking, the strength of the content, it was all present, and you know, really delightful feedback across the board on the events. And
that's a lot of people interested in domain names, isn't it?
You know, you wouldn't think so, but there's a lot of people that are really interested in this industry. There's a lot of growth that's happened over the course of the recent years, especially with the addition of the new top level domains and kind of the new normal. So, you know, we were delighted. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I was blogging during the week about the .Irish land rush, which has just begun. And I found myself Googling all kinds of things to do with the Oklahoma land rush and the film Far and Away with Tom Cruise, which obviously has Irish interest as well, Jonathan. It's a kind of a frontier time, an exciting time. New frontiers being opened up, new opportunities for people. Is that a fair analogy?
Oh, it absolutely is. And that's a string that's near and dear to my heart. I've got some Irish blood coursing through my veins. So I think that the, you know, all of these strings are going to create new opportunity and innovation. And, you know, it's going to give people something that they can have a real close connection with. And if you think of, you can't think anywhere further than the passion and the just the diaspora of the Irish community globally. Mm.
So, Jonathan, you're now looking to an event which is on in a couple of weeks in Sofia in Bulgaria. It's called DomainFest Bulgaria. It's part of Bulgarian Internet Week. Tell me a bit about it, and how did you get involved?
Absolutely, yes. Well, you know, NamesCon had great attendance, global attendance, and one of our attendees was the person who hosts something called the Domain Forum in Bulgaria that's been running since, I think, 2011. Good series of events locally in Bulgaria. And essentially, he had was looking to do some content in and around the opportunities in the domain marketplace, that there are people who are website developers and domain portfolio holders and people, you know, interested in the commercial side of the domain space. So the Domain Forum, which started as an opportunity to promote and grow awareness of the new top-level domains, is something that he was doing in a multi-city format in a couple of different cities. But he wanted to add some content. And I think we were you know, elated with the popularity of the NamesCon. You know, he knew that we had just acquired, NamesCon had just acquired the DomainFest brand. Mm. So we sat down and we sketched out on a paper napkin, you know, a way to, you know, perhaps help grow and attract a new segment of the domain market. And, you know, when he mentioned that the Eurodig was also happening at the tail end of that week, it just became a no-brainer because events that I do, I like to bring in different segments, the governance segment and policy and the technical and security. I like to bring in the intellectual property side and the registries and registrars from the industrial provider side and get them together with their customers to talk about how they're using the domains and where the opportunities are. And so it was a no-brainer. We had to do it.
So that's on at the tail end of that week. That's the European Dialogue on Internet Governance. It's Eurodig, as you call it, Jonathan. And that's really a nice convergence of, you, as you say, getting the right people in the right place at the right time. And there's lots to interest in between the various events.
Yes. I always like to create a positive friction. You know, I think that gives way to new opportunities. You know, there was somebody somewhere decided to taste lobster, right? And I know that's a leap in an analogy. However, boy, lobster's good. I must be hungry.
And it wasn't. And your point is, I guess, lobster wasn't immediately obvious as being delicious until someone actually tried it. So I get it.
Yeah, somebody jumped in the water. Yeah, somebody jumped in the water and tried it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'd also like to say that the Bulgarian Internet Week. It's a really exciting time. Bulgaria actually ranks, I think, second globally in internet use.
And you mentioned that you've recently acquired the rights to the DomainFest name, Jonathan. Now, as you explained to me earlier, that's a brand which you were previously associated with in the past.
Yes. And, you know, there's a rich history with DomainFest. I mean, it's not my show. It's not anyway. We're all, participants in the domain world. We're all involved in it. But it was a neat opportunity for me. There's a great history behind DomainFest and even NamesCon. The first time that I met the NamesCon, my co-founder, Richard Lau, and I have known each other for years, but we met the very first time at a domain fest in Seattle I want to say it was 2004, 2005. Mm-hmm. And, you know, had great discussion. And it was a very loosely put together event. It just, you know, people were talking about domains, but it was mostly a social networking gathering. So people could compare notes, talk about different vendors, the strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, some vendors started to put some financial support behind it to improve the quality of it, of the event, and host a dinner or do things that could, you know, help attract more people to the event. And ultimately in 2006, Oversea took it on, and they had just hired me away from doing a couple domain roundtable conferences in the Seattle area. And so I literally leapt into the role, and I think 3 days later I was in Barcelona, where we were kicking off a more formal event. So we started that off in the summer of 2006.
So DomainFest, how does it relate in its current incarnation, Jonathan, to NamesCon? Is it a bigger event? Is it a smaller event? Is it complementary or what?
Well, it's complementary and a smaller event. And, you know, really, Richard and I have had the opportunity to talk about our plans for what we're going to do with the DomainFest brand and how that's going to, you know, fit into the tapestry of conference activity that we're planning. NamesCon is always going to be the large annual event in Las Vegas and in January. And that's an absolute. The way that DomainFest will play into that is, you'll notice I'm doing a DomainFest in Europe. And then, I'm in talks with people about doing DomainFests in a variety of different locations. The DomainFest is, we're really trying to return it to its roots of being something where people can gather and have the fun social networking discussions, have some content if time permits. But we're going to have events and activities of any size, whether it's an afternoon of sessions and discussions, and then a perhaps a dinner or some cocktails. Everything from that to a full-blown 3-day kind of activity. And we've designed it also to bolt on nicely into other events in other verticals. So, there's a lot of new TLDs that have come out that are very, I would say, very focused and stratified for particular vertical marketplaces. But what happens is that there's a large educational hurdle within those communities to understand and appreciate, just what all the strengths and opportunities are going to be inside of that new TLD space. So, bolting a domain fest type of activity that has some social fun or, some interesting ways to learn and bring the domain name space into those verticals, that's something that's going to be a great way to help grow awareness of the opportunities and innovation that's possible with domain names.
So what can people expect then, Jonathan, in Sofia on the 3rd of June?
Well, the 3rd of June, we're going to start off in the morning and, get people registered. And then we're going to go right into some sessions about, understanding the new normal with the new top-level domains. Talk about, digital branding and what companies need and, what it's like to launch, new domains into the space as a provider, and then take it and turn it around on its side and talk about what the consumer wants. What do users want? So we've got a lot of activity and excitement. We'll have good content. We'll do a lunch break. And then in the afternoon, we're going to talk about domain name appraisals and the aftermarket and content around, that's going to be of interest to domain owners and website operators, domain developers. So it's going to be something that really gathers together a good cross-section of the domaining community inside of Europe.
And you've got our own Michaela Nealon speaking on that panel, Jonathan, about the new normal.
That's correct, yes. So the new normal is what the domain name space looks like with more than, 7 to 12 generic top-level domains. It's now in the space of all of these new top-level domains. What does the marketplace look like? And Michaela is going to be participating in that session. His role both as the chair of the stakeholder group of the registrars within the ICANN world, as well as his perspective having the largest hosting company and registrar in Ireland, give him an incredible perspective to share with the audience about, what is this new normal? What are customers looking for? How is this helping people to find the right name for their new website for the small to medium business? So we're delighted. We're delighted that Michaela will be joining us to speak.
This, of course, is all building towards NamesCon again at the start of next year. What are your plans for that this year in Las Vegas?
Well, the domain conference circuit is, super exciting. I mean, there's lots and lots happening. And NamesCon is at the forefront of that. We're putting together, a domain name industry gathering. So it is every facet that you can think of related to domain names. We're going to be including more startup activity. We're getting different people wanting to highlight and even have, not Shark Tank, but like a contest to show the most innovative new startups. We're doing a lot around domain development. We had a famous series of Chinese domaining masterclasses, people who could go and attend sessions that were really, really elegant about engaging with the large Chinese market and doing it in a way that, is elegant and can bear fruit. We've got workshops like that are going to be very specific and go deep dive. We're doing a lot to attract brands and intellectual property interests as well, so that they can come and learn about the domain marketplace, dot brands are coming. We've got people that are launching their dot brand TLDs that are going to come and participate, you know, hopefully to talk about their launches and some of what they're doing. But essentially, a lot of the folks gather to, you know, have their meetings that they might have at different localities, and kick off the new year with a lot of energy and you know, get the domain name industry really gets a big kick in the butt in January with our event.
That's Jotun Frakes, organizer of DomainFest and NamesCon.Vegas. DomainFest, as Jotun says, is on the 3rd of June in Sofia, Bulgaria. And if you'd like to go, free of charge, courtesy of BlackKnightTechnology.ie and DomainFest, all you've got to do is follow the link we've put in on the site on technology.ie, or go directly to the webpage at bulgaria.domainfest.com. Click on register, then use the coupon code technology.ie. That's D-O-T-I-E. And when you've put in that code, you'll see another line will appear in the list of options for registration. There are other events as well included on that page, but you'll see this one appear, which is a free, gratis, complimentary admission to DomainFest Sofia for listeners of technology.ie. So if you're going to be in Bulgaria or plan to travel for that event on the 3rd of June, it could be well worthwhile. That's it from me. My thanks to Jotun Frakes, our guest this week. Good day, and tachtan tachuin, slán go fóill.